And then one of the things that's interesting about Tiger is that I know, as opposed to YPO and Vistage, you actually not only don't discourage, you actually encourage members to visit other chapters, other cities.
Absolutely.
Why is that so important?
So originally Tiger 1.0 was, there was a group in New York, had 12 people. There was another group in New York, had 12 people. They had no connection between the two groups. And eventually we started realizing that the network that we were creating was as valuable as the experience of the private group. So today, when you're a Tiger member, maybe 60 or 70% of the value that you get comes from your confidential monthly group that is mostly the same people showing up every month, but everybody bound by confidentiality. Tiger 2.0 was communicating one to many. So that was the conference. We create a conference that's now CNBC broadcast last month for the day from our conference. It's sort of a mini Davos, but it's the one place where people can look at the entirety, the holistic view of life after a liquidity event. So we have speakers on all sorts of financial topics, but some of the top doctors in the world, some of the top psychologists, people talking about sports, politics. It's a very holistic kind of conference, but there's no other experience like it. But it's only for Tiger members, and members come in from all over the world and get a chance to meet each other, because half of the fun is not just the speakers, it's the ability to meet Tigers around the world. So increasingly, we've understand it's not just members within a group, that's Tiger 1.0. It's not just sort of broadcasting things to the entire membership or an experience for the entire membership, that's 2.0. Tiger 3.0 is really member-to-member networking across the network. And as a result, every group, other members are welcome. So if you're a member in New York and you're in London, you would call up and say, can I stop in the group for a day? Or if you're a member in Switzerland and you happen to be in Phoenix, you stop in. Because you're already vetted, you've already signed confidentiality agreements, you're already known to our organization, you're welcomed with the full privilege of membership to integrate right into the group that day. And this seems to be one of the growing unique benefits of Tiger that we think is really creating the most powerful network. I'll just say that when a member gets a call from a fellow member who they've never met or heard of, and somebody identifies them as a Tiger member, we hope every member picks up the phone immediately and helps. It could be that a child from a member in California, God forbid, is in an accident in London. The first thing that they're going to call is the Tiger chair in London and say, which of your members could help? Or maybe you have an investment opportunity in the solar business and you heard somebody in Seattle is in the solar business. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's a business need or a private need. We hope when a Tiger member calls a Tiger member, they drop everything and try and help.
So you've, in essence, I mean, you've created basically a global village.
That would be a nice way of saying it. I hadn't heard that term before, but it certainly is applicable.